holding on Kuf Amud Aleph, six lines from the bottom. In this discussion, the Gemara is discussing a case of a person went up into the tree on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do. So what's the best etzah? What do we do now? Do we bring the guy down or not? So Gemara wants to tie this into so Gemara brings two braises. One says he should come down, one says he shouldn't. Gemara has different explanations of machlokes of the braises, but the explanation we're working on right now is talking machlokes to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. They're discussing a case where the blood of a korban, which is supposed to be put on two places on the mizbeach, is mixed with the blood of a korban, which is only supposed to be put on the one place on the mizbeach. So what should you do? You have a potential problem with Baal Tosef by putting the blood in two places. You have a potential problem with Baal Tigra if you only put the blood in one place. So what's better to do? Rav Yeshua says further, so Rav Yeshua said that you should only do matana achas. Kishanasato, if you would do two, avarta abal toisiv, basisa maisa biyadecha. Vikishalona sata, avarta abal tigra, basisa maisa biyadecha. Let's argue that either way you can be over an aveira. But it's better to do an aveira passively than to do an aveira actively. So just sit there, don't do anything. You're ever about Tigre. You did one, you didn't do the second one, but to do two, you're ever about Yosef. So he would say you should only do one. Okay. So that's Rabbi Shua's final argument. So what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Rabbi Eliezer holds you have a chiyuv to do, and your chiyuv to do is mechayev to do it. So Rabbi Eliezer the Amar Hasam, kum asay odif. Rabbi Eliezer says doing the proper thing is more important. So we hear, Alchanami Yerid. He would hold that you have to go down. You can't let him stay in the tree. Even though by going down, he's being mishtamash be'ilin, and he's using the trees. He's doing an aveira by going down. But staying as he is also is an aveira. But staying as he is an aveira of b'shei baltas. Going down is an aveira b'kum ba'aseh. But Rabbi Eliezer said, you do that aveira b'kum ba'aseh, because then at least you've addressed the problem. So he would hold over here, you have to go down. But Rabbi Shua says, just sit and don't do anything. Even though the result is an Aveira, that's better than actively doing an Aveira. So over here, it's better you should sit still and remain in the tree. So the two braises, the one which says it goes down is like Rabbi Eliezer. The one who says that he doesn't go down is like Rabbi Shua. That's the Morris thought process. The Morris says, no. Dilmalohi, maybe that's not so. I could argue that the Eliezer and Yeshua do not have to take that parallel opinion over here by the case of the being Mishtamash Bilan. Ad Kadlo Kamer Eliezer Hosam Kumasei Odif. Over there, Eliezer says it's better to go actively put the blood in two places, even though you're being over Baal Tosef b'maisa, it's better. The reason why I said that, eldeka oved mitzvah, because meanwhile, you're simultaneously doing the mitzvah, putting the dam in two places like you're supposed to. So over there I say that the consideration of doing the mitzvah properly overrides the consideration of being passive, and I actively do the mitzvah, even though I'm also going to end up doing an aveira at the same time.
What about mitzvah of aveira?
I mean, it theoretically would be an issue. Rabbi Eliezer seems to hold really that since the reason why you're doing it is not in order to be moisif, the reason why you're doing it is because you need to fulfill the mitzvah of doing it properly for the dam of the Nitanim B'dalad. So you don't really have a bal tosif. Samael, it's not mitzvah b'avera. Now, Pashas, you have to say, even if he, you know, according to this argument of the Gemara, where the Gemara is not going like that, you would have to say that he looks at that the part you're doing the mitzvah, you're not doing an avera, and the part you're doing avera, you're not doing a mitzvah. So it's not a mitzvah of avera. Mitzvah of avera is that the same thing you're doing the mitzvah, you're doing the avera, even though it's all mixed in one pot, but the blood which is supposed to go in two places, you did a mitzvah, you didn't do avera. So Eliezer's argument is there's no mitzvah that you're doing over here. What you're doing is you're no longer doing an avera. He's sitting in the tree, so by coming down, he's no longer doing that. So it's not a mitzvah. He's a mekayem mitzvah say. He's refraining from aloy saseh. So refraining from aloy saseh, maybe over there, if I have a choice between doing an avera aloy saseh bekuva say. During the lois say b'shem al tasa, maybe you do b'shem al tasa. I don't know. I didn't discuss that. Vinami ad kam lekomer b'shem. So that's why Eliezer's sheet over there does not necessarily in parallel. It means they'll say the same thing over here. And b'shua. Vinami ad kam lekomer b'shua hasam b'shem al tasa. The b'shua says stay put is better. Ella. So the Eloi not Ella, but the Eloi Ka'obed Isura, you have to come down because otherwise you have to stay put because coming down is mamash and Aveira involved. Oh, the Ka'obed Isura. I'm sorry, the Loi Ka'obed Isura. There was you did an avera bal tigra, but you didn't do anything. You passively did something. The avera was done, and it's done. Over here, every second you stay in the tree, you're in the tree, right? Mm-hmm. So I could argue that Rabbi Yeshua would agree. Over here, you have to come down. Because every second you say in the tree, there's another avera there. Over there, there was one avera done. He put it on the dam once. He was yotzer for them. He was avera tinker for that. He says it's better not to be avera b'kubasei. But over here, the kubasei advantage is that you will not continue to do the avera again and again and again and again. So maybe he would agree you should go down. So explaining the machlokes in the two braises. Based on Machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua, the Gemara feels it doesn't necessarily have to be true.
I understand if you're not going to Rabbi Yeshua, you don't do the extra matana. So why aren't you over every moment that you haven't done the matanas?
You're not doing anything. Over here, I'm being mishtamash be'ilin. Every second I sit in the tree, I'm being mishtamash be'ilin. So that's a passive, but it's a passive act of doing an avera. It's an act of doing an avera. I'm doing something. I'm sitting in a tree.
It's not just being mivatel
l'aseh. Right. It's not just being mivatel l'aseh. I'm actively doing an avera. I'm doing it, in a passive way. But I'm actively doing an avera. How do you say that?
Even though you're being mivatel l'aseh every second.
Yeah, but I'm not doing anything.
Okay.
Right. I'm not involved in any mice of avera. We're hearing involved in mice of avera every second. Just I'm doing it in a way which is not through mice. It's through yeshiva. Kasi Rashi. So Holden Rashi is on the Hemar. Holden Rashi is on the second wide line. Ve'nit le'milon ish tandelir, whatever that means. Can't lean against the tree. The pit, the trench, and the cave, whether there's water in them or not, so we have no problem with that. You're allowed to climb up and down, etc. Metapas is Dan Pier. Metapas is Yerved. You climb up. You can hold on to the climb up. The time of Lav Mishum, the Tircha, so there is, why, you know, what's the parallel? Because you might think that both of them, it's the effort, the exertion of the climbing, which is prohibited. That's not the problem. Because it would be, I wouldn't be allowed to climb up on the boar or shear either. The problem is Yitlishman Amachubur bin Miskab. I'm afraid that he will tear off from the tree. Okay, so when Bryce says him all but Elon also lay the Chalderich read also who mishtamash bin Amachubur. If he goes up, he can't come down because he's being over the issue of using a tree as he climbs down. The other one says, come down. So the Morris says a few different pshatim. The first shot is, if he went up b'yayim, other b'yayim, b'kiddush ala b'yayim, l'kinsin ala b'yayim. If he went up still, when a time where it was permitted to go up, then we allow him to come down. If he went up on Shabbos, we give him a kanas and he can't come down. That was the Morris' first explanation. Okay. That's the first pshat. Then the more brings two other pshat. Then the more brings the fourth pshat. It ties into the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua. Of Hanitana ben Matana Achas, Kegon Dama Bechor, Shenisar Bedama Bechor Acher. So the blood of a Bechor got mixed with the blood of another Bechor. So the loch is that you put it Matana Achas, you know, Matana Achas, where lo oisa Matana, the Zeb, the Zeb counts for both Bechor animals. Matan Arba but Matan Arba, if a blood of someone which is supposed to be put in four places got mixed with other bloods of the same, Dam Chatazu, Nishbach with Dam Chatazu. The blood of two Chatovs got mixed together. You know, so Dalam Matana, Sabrela Lazu, Lazu. You put it, Dalam Matana, and it works for both of them. So now, it's interesting just to point out the Kiddush. So like Matana Achas, Matana Achas, Allah is by Bechor, you pour all the blood on the Mizbeah. So you, let's say for argument's sake, there was a gallon of blood from Bechor A, you'd pour a gallon of blood. So gallon of blood of Bechor B, you'd pour a gallon of blood. You have 2 gallons, you pour 2 gallons. So that's not such a big chiddush, you yards it for both. By Matan Dalid, you take the blood, and he puts with his finger a little bit of blood on each of the four corners. And then the remaining blood, he pours that onto the Yisoid, which is B'chal Ma'akev. So, he now has a gallon of this blood and a gallon of that blood, and he puts 3 ounces in this corner and 3 ounces in each corner, and he uses 12 ounces. He uses it for both animals. So we say there's a concept, and by lach, we say yesh bila. By blood, we say by liquids. We say there's a concept that everything gets mixed evenly. So we assume that every single place he put dam from both animals. So the chiddush of the matan dal is much more of a chiddush than the case of matanachas.
Why?
Because you have to rely on the idea of yesh bila in the case of matan dal. Okay, now what do you do if a matan achas gets mixed with a matan dal? We pointed out that the case of the matan dal we're referring to over here, Rashi says, in other places, is not a case of a chatos, because that goes to mala michut sikra, this goes to matan michut sikra, it goes above and below, but rather it's referring to an oila or a shlomim or an osham. The halacha is that you put it on two opposite corners, and each time you put it, it goes on both sides. It ends up being on 4 sides of the mizbeach. The southwest corner and the northeast corner. So you put on the northeast corner, it's partially on the north and partially on the east, and the southwest, the south, and the west. It ends up being on the northeast, the south, and west, but it's only you own 2 matanas. And that goes lamata mechuta sikra. So you have a matan achas, which goes below the chuta sikra, below the red line around the middle of the height of the mizbeah. You mix a matan achas, which belongs there, with a matan beige shein shtaim shein arba, a 2 which counts as 4. So what do you do? So Rebbe Lezer says you know about an arba. The ksaver, the more is thought process right now is Ksavra Kum Asay Mitzvah Odif, doing the mitzvah properly is correct, is overrides. The blood of the Bechor is being put twice, but that's improper. So he learns, Rashi learns, it's a, the approach over here is a din of Esed Achalos Aseh. Which Rashi in other places take a look over here at the Tosis Matan Dalab and Matan Achas at halfway through the Tosis we determine unless Esed Balitcha Lav the Bal Tosif. So if this is true, there's an argument of Esed Achalos Aseh over here. Why doesn't the say the Lava Bal Tosif? Tosif says,
which Tosif?
Yes. So Tosif says it came out of a pshia. In other words, the person brought himself into the situation. You're not going to say it's a chalos and say if you through your negligence created the situation. The other problem with the Rashi is if that's the argument, so then how could you parallel that to our sugya? If it's a case specific concept of Esed HaChalos HaSeh, so there's no Aveira, that's a general rule in Shas, Esed HaChalos HaSeh, but that doesn't apply to our over climbing down a tree. So the Rashi has written in Tipshuto, it's difficult to understand. I'm sure my Nosim Matanachas, Kim the Karmelon, the Cholon, Yitzharol, Mizbech, Yitzhan, Shinosim Matanachas, Keeper. But the Yavid, one matan is sufficient. In case we have no other choice, we rely on that. Afilo lechatchilo. That's going to be our, at this point in time, that's going to be our approach, a priori, as opposed to b'di'avid. It's not a b'di'avid if you did it. We're going to go, this is how we're going to approach the issue, relying on that fact that b'di'avid will be kosher. Rashi calls that lechatchila. In the sense of that's what we're doing right now. It's better not to be ever Bal Tosif. B'mishum Bal Tigra, the Chatos, you have a simultaneous problem that you end up being makrav the Chatos with only one. Rashi is difficult with Chatos. Only one, as opposed to four. Kedomer time out. Like he says, Mutav Shiyakar Bal Tigra, Me'elov, Shuyoshev, Yishuyoshev. He's sitting there. Van Oikir Halav Biyadayim. He's not actively being over the Veira. That's better than me. Avraham Bal Tosif. Shoyker Biyadayim. Being over Bal Tosif actively. So where it says according to that argument, Hachinami. So Rabbi Elazar would say you come down. Yeah, right. The Hach Yerida Mitzahi. That is the command. Goes Manshu Yosef. As he sits in the tree, Mishtamish. He's using the tree. So he takes out the word Reza Tashmish. V'hodim Mishtamish, you're constantly using the tree again and again. Hilch Avogav the Hashta Mishtamish Tashmish Acher Kishayurid. You're also using it when you go down. So this is using it, that's using it. B'yoser Odev Mishayeshasham. That's better than staying there. Moore says it's not a good parallel. Over there, the Kovin Mitzvah, the Mekayim Aseh. When he goes down, he's with Mekayim and Aseh. Over here, like Kovin Mitzvah. Parashman Aveira, who are you to have Aveira? So here you have an Aveira, and you say yourself from an Aveira, we're doing an Aveira. So I don't know what you're supposed to do. Avakiyah Mitzvah, you're not doing a Mitzvah, you're just stopping Aveira A by doing Aveira B. So that's not, we're over here, there's a Mitzvah to put the blood there. Yeshua said, over there, by sitting there, by not giving the dam, because you're Yosheb and Anoisin, and Allah the Baltigra. If he doesn't do it, so allow the Baltigra of Asay, the Menosan, our Karnosa means Beach, Nekor and Mealayan. Their neck are passively. Abazay Yeshivasu, Tashmashu, sitting there is an act of using. Shu Mishtamash Bilan, he's been governed, he's serving Mishtamash Bilan, so every second he's doing a new Aveira. That's not the same as just not doing something. That's called doing something in a way which is not active, but it's doing something. Okay. Something more. Tani Chada, Echad Ilan Lach, Echad Ilan Yavesh. This halacha applies of being Mishtamash Bilan.
The last thing you were saying, doing something is called doing something.
Oh, saying over here, every second he sits in the tree, he's sitting. Sitting and not doing a mitzvah, or sitting and therefore doing an aveira, just by sitting in the sense of you didn't accomplish something you're supposed to accomplish, it's different than I'm sitting on. Let's say for argument's sake, you're not allowed to hurt somebody. There's this sort of being ma'an of them, whatever. So I'm sitting on the person's body. I'm just sitting. I'm not doing a b'shei b'altaza. I'm hurting somebody actively by sitting on them. I'm sitting on a tree. I'm using a tree. Over there, I didn't put down on the mizbeah. Okay. Tani chadav, echad ilan lach, echad ilan yovesh. This halacha applies to whether the tree is a tree which is withered or a tree which is still alive. Tani yidach, a different brisa says, bebedah, we're more in belach. Abba be yovesh mutter. The other brisa says, you're allowed to be mishtamish with a tree which is a yovesh. So we have a steer and rises. Okay, so the more is going to give a few approaches. I mean, we're going to look at Mishnah Gizon Machliv, Kan Mishnah Ein Gizon Machliv. If it's going to be, it's going to produce any type of. Not buds. It'll produce any type of foliage. So the Gemara says, "Gizo Machlif Yavesh Kerisulei." So you're saying that both brides are talking about Yavesh, and one's talking about Yavesh, which is totally withered and nothing's left of it, and one's talking about Yavesh, which will still produce something. The Gemara says, "You can't call it Yavesh then. That's not referred to as Yavesh. Yavesh means Yavesh." I don't like that pshat. The Gemara says, "Elo l'kasha kan b'yimusachama kan b'yimusachsham." That there's a season where all of the trees have nothing on them. So when that's true, you can't tell that this one is a yavesh other than the other one. So then you're not going to be allowed to use this tree more than the other trees. You have a season where all the trees are full of foliage, and this tree has nothing. So then it's obvious that it's a yavesh. Then it's mutter. So when is that? So Rashi says that that the rainy season starts the process, but the actual foliage is visible more in the Mesachama. So Mesach Shamim, they all look dry. Mesachama, it's mutter. Because you can tell this one is dry compared to the other ones. And where it says, but Mesachama, even so, it's obvious that it's Yavesh.
What's Yavesh Machlif
mean? Machlif means it produces some type of it regenerates itself. So Morris says, from the Markash, Mosachama, how could tell me Mosachama's mother? Honasi Peri, there might be still some fruits left on it from the previous season. Versus, but like a pear, there's no fruits in it. Well, Kanasri Kinsi, there's pieces of little pieces of wood will come off. And that's also usur. Right? There was the Isum Mishamish Bilan, all was Chazal went to the issue, like I said before, is because you will actively use the tree and you might pull something off actively, but the mice you're still pulling things off passively or unintentionally. By using the tree, things will come off. The more answers, Begiduda. It was all of the, you're talking about a branch which there's nothing left on. There's no branches. A major part, trunk of the tree, a major part of the tree where there's no branches. There's nothing to fall off. That's when it's mutter. For the Merkasha, Eini v'Rav Ikla l'apastia, the same of a place. V'Aser b'Gidduda, he prohibited them from using a tree which is a yabesh, which is a gidduda, which has been totally barren. Moran says, "Rav Bika Motzo b'Gadar b'Gedar." It was Taka Mikra that over there. The basic halacha really wasn't Aser. Rav saw necessity in that situation, and he decided to create a fence around. And that the more uses that as an idiom. You found an open field, which is, therefore can be trampled by it needs protection, and you put a fence around it. So he found the situation where it was worthwhile to create an iser mirabonon, but the maker didn't really what it should be mutter.
Walking on.
It's coming.
What?
It's coming. See Rashi. Second line, Yavesh, Shein Barlach Luch, Walav Mechuberhu. It has no liquid at all, so it's not really part of the ground anymore. Mesachama Yavesh Mutter. During the Mesachama, then the tree which is Yavesh Mutter. Lekka Filim Shemaris Ayin, there's no even a problem with Maris Ayin, Shrei Nikr Lakal. Shu Yavesh, Shein Mertzi Olin, has no foliage, has no leaves. Father Tony Osim is a Shamim Shein Nikr Ben Lach Ben Yavesh, Shikim Shemaris Ayin. In the winter, you can't where everything is everything looks dry and withered, so you can't tell. Kanasi Peri Shenishuru Boy Mishana Shabra from the previous year when it was still alive, there might be a fruit left. But also the mystery of Beit Lisha, if we were going to allow that, knocking off those fruits, which really Mika did not consider mechuber anymore because there's no connection at all to the ground, etc. You'll argue that that's not called mechuber. But still, if you allow that, people will come to Yimater, Tisha Delach. You'll have to take off of Olach. Now, Rashi, just 1 second. So you're saying we're Geyser using the Tisha of the Yabesh because of Tisha of the Lach. Well, we just said a minute ago, we're not Geyser Aliyah of the Yabesh to Aliyah of the Lach. So what's the difference? Heed Aliyah the Yavesh, Otto Aliyah the Lach, Logazrinan, climbing the tree, which is a Yavesh. We didn't see a problem and say, well, how can you do that? Because people will say you can climb a tree, which is a Lach. So, regards to the we're not going to that. Why? The Gubba Gzeira, because the issue of climbing the tree itself is the only Gzeira you might come to take something off the tree. So, we're not going to be going to Gzeira. But the act of Tlisha. That's a derisa. I mean, tlisha, otto tlisha, nigzer. But taking Paris off the tree actively, that's an issa derisa. So we should be geyser taking Paris off the tree, which is all under Rabbanon, which is yavesh, because you might be do tlisha on a lach, which is derisa. There's more says there's no peri. More says, but there's kinsi. You can do the yichur, shanishru, nashru, enough of kulam. All of its branches will fall off. It's just a plain, straight up shoot. I mean, it probably has to be more than a shoot, or something a little thicker than that. The sense of it just looks like a plain shoot. There weren't people which are familiar to understand the differences, etc. Everything is open. Everything is it's all one big confusion. So you need to make a fence around it. Okay. Something more. Amar Rami Bar Abba. Amar Rav Asi. Asuladim Shehalak Agabi Asavim B'Shabbos. We can't walk on grass on Shabbos. Shum shenemar va'atz beraglayim chayte. So the pasuk is a mashal, like any mashal. Person who's walks intensely, or the word I'm looking for, with force, is a chayte. So you see that it's possible that halicha alone is an aveira. Tanya chadam mutter leilach gabi sabim b'shabbos. Tanya idach osur. When Bryce says mutter, when Bryce says osur, and Ravasi the Amora says it's osur. So you have a steer in Bryce's. Lakasha. The Gemara should give a few different ways to answer the question. So the problem over here is that we have to be concerned about the that there's an issue of tlisha. You're pulling out the grass. So the difference between if they're lachim, so if they're still alive, so there's an issue of tlisha on it. You're taking something away from it. Makam geduloi. Yeveshim, we consider it if it's totally dried. It's not considered attached to the ground anymore. Midrash. So it's not over there. So we're not going to ask them walking there. So even we're talking about grass, which potentially there is a problem. So the question is: so what do you gain? I mean, they're both a case of lach. So there's less. Pasha the Mr. Moore said there's less of a. Either like the more before, going on grass, going on lachim. Going on lachim is a problem, and the cheshbon is. That I think musak shamim, it's easier for it to come out because it's rainy, and whereas musak hama, it's less of a chashash. Maybe it's all around the how much way it goes. They're both Musachama, which we argued before is mutter. Depends whether you're wearing shoes or not. Rashi learns that wearing shoes makes it better because they don't get stuck within your toes. And if you're not wearing shoes, so the grass gets caught between your toes, and as you move forward, you pull it out. You might even say, "Hobahod the time masani," which needs to argue that should be mutter. And lokasha hod isle uksi hod lesle uksi. It depends what type of shoes you have. Some shoes have more corners to them, literally. And therefore, that's more of a problem. You boy say, "Hobahod isle uksi." Is it tall grass or short grass? So that's what's going to make the difference. So the more beaten the camel and Reb Shimon and Kulo Shari. This is all not like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds Dabar Shani Miskaben as Mutter. This is all going in the Tzad that Dabar Shani Miskaben as Osir. So, but even if Dabar Shani Miskaben as Osir, there has to be some level of potential, you know, significant potential. You're not mechuyev to chosher for 1% chance. Kind of shimon, as long as it's not a psik ratio, it's a mutter, and it's not none of them are a psik ratio. The person do talk about it, running through might be a problem, but walking on grass, running through tall grass might be a psik ratio, whereas walking is not. The person do point out, even though theoretically it is a psik ratio, that eventually it's going to happen. I can give you, you know, statistics will tell you if you walk through a field of grass, at some point in time you're going to pull out a... But that's true, but each act of stepping is where the vary is, and none of them are a psik ratio that they're going to pull out grass. So even though eventually it's going to happen, but each one is not a psik ratio, so that's mutter. Okay, let's hold it here.